Georgia Governor Brian Kemp mocks C-list celebrities threatening boycott over heartbeat law. By Joshua Kaplan on May 20, 2019. Georgia Governor Brian Kemp, R., mocked C-list celebrities threatening to boycott the state over its recently passed heartbeat abortion law, according to the Atlanta Journal-Constitution. Appearing before the Georgia Republican Convention, Brian Kemp spoke of the backlash the law, which bans most abortions once a fetal heartbeat can be detected, has garnered from pro-choice activists. "I understand that some folks don't like this new law. I'm fine with that," the governor told state lawmakers. "We're elected to do what's right, and standing up for precious life is always the right thing to do. We are the party of freedom and opportunity. We value and protect innocent life, even though that makes C-list celebrities squawk," he added. A slew of left-wing Hollywood stars have expressed outrage over the law, which is slated to go into effect on January 1, threatening to boycott Georgia's flourishing film industry. Celebrities such as Ben Stiller, Sean Penn, Alec Baldwin, and Christina Applegate have signed a letter pledging to do so. Arrested Development star Jason Bateman said Friday that he will refuse to work in the Peach State if the law is upheld by the courts. Further, Hollywood producers J.J. Abrams and Jordan Peele have pledged that while they will film their upcoming HBO horror series, Lovecraft Country, in Georgia, and said their profits will go to opposing the state's pro-life law. Some celebrities have taken a more asinine approach in protesting the law, including Alyssa Milano, who set off a social media firestorm with a tweet calling for women to join her in a sex strike until we get bodily autonomy back. Model and actress Emily Ratajkowski recently came under fire after claiming that the Alabama anti-abortion law is aimed at reducing the number of abortions among African-American women in an effort to perpetuate the industrial prison complex. In a Friday interview with SiriusXM's Breitbart News Tonight, Dr. Alveda King, director of Priests for Life's Civil Rights for the Unborn Project and niece of Reverend Martin Luther King Jr., called Ratajkowski's controversial remarks very racist. "Wasn't that very, very racist? We see at the heart of all of this, we have an office here in America in our government right now of population affairs. And it is designed to deal with the sterilization and the birth control and the control of undesirables, members of a certain population. Now that office is still in existence today in America," King told Breitbart senior editor-at-large Rebecca Mansour.